USA Radio News with John Hunt.
North Dakota's only abortion clinic is suing over two state laws it says forces doctors to lie. The Center for Reproductive Rights filed a lawsuit on behalf of Red River Women's Clinic and the American Medical Association over a measure that requires doctors to tell patients that a so-called medication abortion is reversible. Molly Dunn is a staff member with the Center for Reproductive Rights and says the laws violate the First Amendment rights of doctors.
Physicians should be able to have open and honest conversations with their patients without interference from the government.
The date has now been set for Robert Mueller to go to Capitol Hill to testify before the two House committees about his Russia report. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says Mueller was reluctant to testify before his committee and the Committee on House Oversight, but he did agree to honor their subpoenas. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Network.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new policy adopted by the Philadelphia Police Department outlines how officers should interact with transgender and non-binary individuals. Under Directive 4.15, officers are required now to record a person's chosen name and pronouns regardless of the information on their identification. Officers are also instructed to transport and house transgender people who are in custody separate from other incarcerated people whenever possible, as well as allow trans people to express their preference for the gender of the officer that searches them. A top EPA official in the Trump administration has resigned. With that story, here's Wendy King.
A top EPA official who helped lead the Trump administration's rollback of Obama-era restrictions of carbon emissions is now resigning amid a congressional probe into whether he improperly aided former industry clients. EPA Assistant Administrator Bill Wareham is expected to depart in a few days. Ethics questions have dodged Wareham since his 2017 nomination.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The largest e-cigarette manufacturer in the world can no longer sell their products in its own home city. USA's Wendy King explains.
The Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, where the e-cigarette Juul is headquartered, has approved an ordinance prohibiting the sale, manufacturing, and distribution of vaping products. It's not retroactive, so Juul can stay, but no new companies can come in. Supervisor Matt Haney says what sold the sales ban to him was the lack of regulatory oversight.
A product that does not yet have FDA approval for marketing. We also have seen an explosion of the use of e-cigarettes by youth.
Last year, one in five high school seniors admitted to vaping in the past month. They also have a plan to help small businesses that are impacted by the ban. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
In Honolulu, Beth Chapman, who co-starred with her husband on Dog the Bounty Hunter and later spoke out against some bail reform measures as the leader of the National Bail Agents Organization, has died. Chapman died at Queens Medical Center after an almost two-year battle with cancer. She was 51. Chapman was diagnosed with throat cancer in September 2017 after getting a nagging cough checked out. A tumor was removed and she was declared cancer-free, but in November 2018, she was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And don't forget, you can watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio, or you can choose Twitter.com/USA Radio Network.